Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are on day 10 of our 30 days of elevation. I am so excited to be here with you guys. I'm so grateful that you are here with me. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I do not know how you've heard about me, but I'm so, so grateful that you have. And I hope that whatever episode you find yourself listening to provides you with a sense of clarity, understanding, support, and assist you in your own interpersonal journey as you are navigating your day to day. If you have already been a subscriber, you've already been a follower, you've already been a part of the tribe for days, weeks, months, years. At this point, thank you guys so very much for all of your love, your continuous love, your continuous support, your feedback. Thank you so much for being a part of this village. I do not take it lightly that I am used as a vessel in your life, and I'm so happy that I get the opportunity to do so. Okay, guys, if this is your first time here, we are on our 30 days of elevation. And if you have not heard the episode where I speak about 2024 and the impact and the significance and the theme of 2024, please listen to that particular episode entitled Exalted. Exalted. That is a powerful word. It is exalted elevation. And this is definitely the energy that we're coming into as we are entering into spring. That episode will give you a lot of, give you a synopsis based on what the theme is, what the energy is, and what it is that I'm feeling as we're going through this year. Each year I do a theme, a word, and an episode that supports it. And it's interesting to see how those things play out. We are doing our 30 days of elevation based on or in conjunction with the 100 days of Believing Bigger devotional journal by Marshawn Evans Daniels. And I absolutely love this devotion. I love devotionals. I am an avid purchaser, reader, follower of devotions. They assist me in my own personal walk. This is not a religious podcast. However, we do speak about spirituality, God, and I share insights that I have regarding those things. But regardless to what your belief is and your faith, this is not in any way to convert, coerce, or convince anybody of anything. If what you believe makes you better, if what you believe contributes to you being an incredible human being that provides help, support, nurturing, and positivity into the world that you live in, then I say continue to believe in that thing. But for me, it is God. I definitely believe in God. Now, I have a very diverse way of, you know, understanding God, but God is definitely the center of it all for me. Now, we're going to go ahead and get into day 10. Okay. Day 10, this is we're just in a really important place in our life. I feel as though we're just in a really necessary space where basically we're just having to get our ish together. Okay. You're having to get your ish together in order to really expect to be elevated, in order to expect for you to grow above and be exalted above those things that were meant to destroy you, hurt you, create discord or chaos in your life. You have to first identify where it is that you need to get your things together. Hopefully at day 10, you're already aware of areas that you're working towards and need to be worked through. But if you're not, this episode will help you bring clarity to that, because we are needing to make sure we have our affairs in order. We have our life in order. We have our things in order. Prioritizing what matters the most is paramount. And when it comes to our life, most people live day to day, moment to moment, which is natural when you don't see anything but the now, right? Like sometimes life is like that. Sometimes you're going through so many things and you're experiencing so many things that it gets very difficult for you to see beyond that. But that's where faith comes in. That's where believing in something bigger than you comes in, because you cannot see beyond yourself if you are at the epitome of the possibility. But if you believe in God and you believe in something bigger, you believe that, you know, I don't have all power, I don't have all control, then you also understand that to believe in something bigger than you also gives you that sense of hope and that freedom to move, walk, talk, and engage as if it's already coming into pass. That is what creates a change in your life and in the atmosphere and in your energetic field. We focus so much on what we can control because that's where we feel the most powerful. But there's a lot of power in surrender. There's a lot of power in understanding that you have to find your space and your place so that you can be divinely ordered, right? So we're in this energy of, yes, spring is coming. Yes, a lot is happening. It's sunny. It's beautiful. People are about to be outside again. But I want to encourage you to consider that a lot of people that are outside looking like they have their ish together, most times, majority don't. They're dealing with whatever it is that's going on in their life in a way of escapism. I don't want to deal with the conflict at home, so I'm going outside, which is why a lot of people had problems during the height of COVID, because people were forced to live in the life they had created or had not done the work to leave or sustain. That means that if you didn't like your partners and you're forced to be in a home with the person you don't really like, you're dealing with tolerating due to finances, due to don't want to be lonely, due to children involved, due to whatever the reasons may have been, comfortability, familiarity, whatever. You saw those relationships really go bad. Like really go bad. There became conflict in ways that in a lot of cases ended up being abuse, ended up being the demise of them, ended up being divorce, ended up being just a lot of hatred, just a very unhealthy circumstance and situation. But because they were forced to be still in an environment they did not even really want to be in. And so we're in this space even now where it's like there's a lot that has changed. The foundation has shifted and you cannot do life the way you've always done life. You cannot just be comfortable living above your means. You cannot just be comfortable being ignorant to the reality of you need to man or woman up. Meaning you need to take control over the things you can control, but you need to be willing to walk away and let that needs to walk away from you do so in order for you to grow and be better. A lot of people have such intense inadequacies internally that they sabotage themselves by remaining in spaces, behaviors, ideologies way too long to the point of a deficit of themselves. So we're in this space where it's not just about looking good. You can purchase all the makeup you want. You can get all of the nice clothes you want. You can drive all the cars that you want. But if your soul is empty, and your soul is dark and unhappy, if you are disconnected from yourself, you will never be happy. And you'll never have peace. Everything you touch will feel like what you look like inside. And that isn't a great picture. When you look at how many smiling faces you see every day, you see people who put the, I've called it for maybe 10 years now, 15 years or so, the selfie syndrome. It's where people put on their best smile, their best pose, their best whatever, as long as the camera is flashing. But once that camera stops rolling, once that picture has been taken, you see them go back to their natural face. And it is daunting to me. It is so daunting to me because the brightest smile, the biggest smile, the most optimistic personality, the truth of who they are always shines out when they think no one is looking or when no one is really paying close attention. And that's the part that we need to work on. That's the part where you need to get yourself together, because you're living in misery by choice. You're living in a sense of insecurity by choice. You are not doing what you're needing to do to be better by choice. It isn't always about outside factors. Sometimes you've just gotten comfortable covering up the misery that you don't realize it's now become a part of your identity. You are now that sadness. You are now that drama. You are now that chaos. You are now that poor hygiene, poor financially, poor health-wise, poor, because you don't make conscious decisions to do better. This isn't about income. This isn't just about where you live. This is about your identity. How do you identify? What is it that you relate to? You could see a lot and you could tell a lot about people based on what they spend their money on, where they choose to go for no reason at all, who they talk to for no reason at all, what they discuss in conversations just to have a talk, how they carry themselves. You could tell a lot about that if you just observe those things about people. And that tells you the honest to God truth. Their choices, the life they live, it tells you everything you need to know about the people you engage with every single day. Most importantly, it tells you everything you need to know about you. And that's the part where it becomes extremely uncomfortable, because when you realize that a lot of the dysfunction that you are allowing yourself to be around and surrounded by is because of the choices that you make, that's a hard pill to swallow. But it is a necessary pill to swallow, because how else will you be able to see the truth? So when I'm speaking about getting our stuff together, I'm saying that we are almost 5 years into the new decade. We are 4 years into the new decade. And so many people are still living like they were living prior to 2020. They have gone back to their old ways. They've gone back to their old roots. They've gone back to what was comfortable for them. They've gone back to that space that really wasn't beneficial to them, but it was so comfortable and it didn't require them to elevate themselves beyond their comfortability. But that's not going to continue to work for you. It hasn't been working this far, but it's only going to get worse if you continue to stay in the space you're in, doing the same things you've done. Everything has changed. Everything has changed. You have to want better. You have to decide that you're going to not settle for anything less than that. And that starts with you. It's not about other people. It's not about, I know my value when it comes to a job. I know my value when it comes to a relationship. I know my value. Do you know your value in how you carry yourself? Do you understand that what you present is what you also attract? Do you understand that the underlying current of that is your spirit and your aura? Your body, your mouth, it, your aura, it all carries a memory of where you've been. And what do I mean by that? That means that when you hear how a person responds to something, when you see how a person engages with people, when you see how a person carries themselves, it tells you a story. Now, whether that story is fictitious or it's just something that they've just become due to the circumstances, it's still a story. And that's what you're perceived by. That story. Your pessimistic attitude, your negativity, your drama, your dilemmas that you always have. You're always looking at the cup empty instead of full. You're always looking at, you know, drama. You're always instigating something. You're always involved in lackluster behaviors. You're always, always, always doing things that put you in a negative space, because that is internally how you feel about yourself. You can't even help it, because subconsciously it has become your identity. So when you're conscious of the fact that I don't like always talking about drama, then you stop talking about drama. You stop listening to drama. You stop watching drama. You stop being a part of the groups that create drama. You stop being a part of the drama. And yes, it can be isolating because that's your whole identity. That's who you have become accustomed to being friends with. That's who you become accustomed being, you know, associated with. However, better always comes in replace of what it is that you're evolving above. So it doesn't even matter that you're going to be by yourself for a while. It doesn't even matter that you don't have your front phone blowing off the hooks anymore, because it wasn't about anything anyway. It was always drama. In the meantime, you've created this life of busyness, not productiveness, but busyness that surrounds yourself with nothing that's helping you grow. In the meantime, you've spent money you don't have. You live a life that you really want other people to believe you live, but you really can't afford. Your health is not good. You're reckless when it comes to how you take care of yourself. Your home is in a disarray. You don't really feel as positive about yourself as you want other people to believe. You do not have any insurance. You do not have any type of responsibilities that you literally do the work to maintain and sustain. You just live your life with the perception and illusion of you being better off than you are. That only will get you so far, and it doesn't impress people who really are doing the work, which is why you keep yourself in bondage. You keep yourself in this hole and in this crab in a barrel because you're afraid to think outside of that. You don't know how to because everybody else is the same way. That's dysfunctional, and that's not healthy. So when I say it's time for you to get your stuff together, I mean that. It's time to get your ish together. You're following trends. You're following what people are doing. You're doing what it is that everyone wants you to do, but you don't even really connect with any of those things you've allowed yourself to become slave to. Everybody looks alike. Everyone talks alike. Everyone does their makeup alike. Everyone goes the same places. Everyone. Everyone is all grouped into one group think box. And that is the reason why you're not able to elevate above it, because everyone wants to keep everyone together. I want to see you succeed and grow, but only at the limit and the level that I'm able to attain. If they see you growing outside of that box, then that's the problem. That's what causes the discord. That's what causes the conflict. That's what causes the youth change. Oh, you think you better than. As someone who is entering into her 40s, I will say to you guys, the truth of the matter is you are better than some things. You should be. I am better than the drama that people like to keep up. I am better than the low life habits that people like to infiltrate in their life and create as a routine. I am better than having bad health. I am better than the drama. I am better than chaos. I am better than living in a area or a space or around people who don't want better for themselves and who don't contribute to make where they stay better and have a better living environment for children. And I am better than allowing myself to reduce my intellect so that other people can feel better about their lackluster of. I am better than that. And it's okay for you to be better than that. It's okay for you to admit I'm better than being with this woman or this man who do not help me elevate. I'm better than that. Yes, I do think I'm better than that. I know I am. And so does God. And that's not arrogance. That's just fact. And that's just truth. And I think that's the problem. People are so afraid of being seen as something other than what everyone else is seen as that they hold themselves back subconsciously and wonder why they cannot move forward. This is about you stepping in the truth of where you need to get your ish together. A lot of your issues are not anxiety or social anxiety. It's the fact that you have allowed yourself to disassociate with the truth of who you are so long that any thought that comes in your head that where you are is not enough cripples you. It makes you afraid. It makes you feel as if you're not, you know, something's wrong with you. Nothing's wrong with you for being yourself, being authentic. You cannot fix, improve, or work through anything you do not truly address. You can't. It's time for you to be an adult. It's time for you to grow up. It's time for you to just stop blaming everything on your past. Because yes, everything that has happened in your past has contributed to where you are today, but it's your choices that keep you in this life. It's your choices that keep you in these patterns. It's your choices that keep you in this lifestyle. It's your choices. So it's time to choose something different. And it's time to choose to progress. It's time to choose elevation. It's time to choose growth. It's time to choose you. But you won't be able to do that remaining stagnant in a space that you never belonged in the first place. And that isn't easy. That isn't something that just comes because you just decided it. It's work that is required for you to do so. So as we're navigating through this getting our ish together, it's also understanding where is it that you need to get your stuff together in what area in your life? Is it your finances? Is it your home? Is it your education? Is it your emotional intelligence? Is it your immaturity? Is it your recklessness when it comes to promiscuity? Is it, you know, is it your inability to comprehend beyond your emotions? Is it your lack of discipline? What is it? Is it your lack of creating a sense of stability and routine? Is it that you just don't even know where to start, but you first have to identify where it is that you need to really get your ish together? If something shall happen to you right now, are you in the place and in the space where your family doesn't have to take on a burden of you? And I used to tell people all the time, especially people who are in the streets, you know, whatever your lifestyle may be, whether it be drug dealing, whether it be prostitution, whether it be, you know, you just want a club, you want a party, you want to blow money like you got it, whatever, whatever, health wise, whatever, you out here doing whatever you want to do. If anything shall happen to you right now, who's going to have to carry a burden of getting your affairs in order just enough to bury you, or just enough to get you out of jail, or just enough so that you can get insurance or health assistance because you've now put yourself in a situation where now your health is at risk? Who is going to put you in a place where they're going to be able to assist you with getting necessary therapy you may need, helping you fight to maybe get your children back? Or maybe get your children therapy because your lifestyle has tormented them so much that they don't even know where to begin and how to build a relationship with you. And they don't want one, but you're trying to bridge it back together. Who's going to be that source? Because it can't be you, because you're not doing what you need to do now. This is about understanding that someone is going to have to carry the weight if you don't. And this is about understanding the reason why it's so important to have people in your life, but for you to utilize those people in your life in a way that also enhances their life and yours as well. It is a blessing when you have people who reach out and want to just help you because of how good you've been to them, or how good they know you are at heart, or what type of great person they know you truly are. Right? That's the goal. But when people don't care if you alive or not, when people don't care how you make it to the next day, when people haven't checked in on you and don't care, that, listen, everyone has life going on, but a great person in someone's life, they want to make sure it's good at any level that they're on, in any space that they may be in. They just want to make sure you're okay. If you don't have that, genuine people, not people who just want you around because you do something for them or they can get something out of you, then you may need to reevaluate your life. You're wasting a lot of time taking advantage of something you think you have more of, which is time. You're not guaranteed the next moment. So it's doing yourself a disservice when you operate in a space of recklessness or day by day is, you know, it's about really deciding that, no, I just have to get my ish together. So in what area of your life are you needing to really get your stuff together and position yourself for better? Is it a better job that you're needing? Is it the understanding that you continue to lose jobs because you don't have a good work ethic, or you don't know how to understand the politics of work or corporate, or you don't understand that you cannot just present yourself any kind of way and people don't have to just take you as you are? People can be choosy with who they want in their life and in their company and in whatever area of their life you may want to be a part of. This is about understanding that no one owes you anything, but you owe yourself everything. And a lot of the doors are shut because you're not bringing your best version of yourself forward. You have a great representative, but once you get into the door, you drop the ball completely because the true you shows up. And when that true you shows up, it ain't got its shit. I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. God working on me. But it, you ain't got your stuff together. You ain't got it together. Your attitude bad. Your understanding is bad. Your comprehension is bad. You show up however you want to. You look like however you want to. And you think people are supposed to just accept it because we're in 2024. Absolutely not. So this is about evolving. This is about growing. This is about really doing the work, accepting hard truths, dealing with the reality at hand, allowing yourself to evolve beyond the comfort level of mediocre. But that starts with you. It's not about pointing fingers at other people. It's about understanding that it started with you. Right? So we're going to go ahead and get into our prayer, and then we're going to get into our daily devotion for the day. And then we're going to close out the episode. Remember, we are reading from the 100 Days of Believing Bigger Devotional Journal. If you have it, you can follow along. If you don't, you can follow along with me. And at the end, there will be a journal prompt, and that is where you will journal. You will write it out. You answer the question, and it'll consciously make you think about where you are on your journey. We are on day 10, and it is all about getting your ish together. We have to get ourselves together. And it could be something as small. It doesn't have to be major. It could be something, you need to be clean. You need to be better at cleaning up. You need to be better at how you eat and what you eat and what you, put in your body. You need to be better at organizing. You need to be better at how you talk to people. You need to be better at how you, your hygiene or how you wash and how you just be better. What do you want out of life? And what do you bring to anyone's table or anyone's life in general, not their table? I don't care if they don't have a table. What are you bringing into the space that you are trying to occupy? If you are only there to take, you are a liability, and no one wants liabilities in their life. So it's addressing that, understanding that, and understanding that you got to get your ish together. And the only way to do that is to really identify what area that is for you in your life. Ultimately, you have to be able to trust that God knows best, and God is doing what God does and making sure that you are down the right path as you're navigating through those very uncomfortable waters. Okay, let's go ahead and get in our prayer. God, thank you so very much for allowing us to have a sense of clarity, understanding, and being assured that no matter what the journey may look like, feel like, and what we may be experiencing along the way, you have our best interests at heart. As we're going through this particular day, allow us to feel deeply connected and rooted in you, where it is that you are bringing awareness to the things we need to address, the things we need to work through, the ways we're needing to elevate ourselves so that we can live up to what it is that you see in us. Sometimes we are hindering our own way. Sometimes we are sabotaging our own self, but when we're operating in a state of illusion, oftentimes we don't see that. So allow us to trust you in a deeper way, that whatever is revealed, we take heed to it so that we can do the work and meet you exactly where you're wanting us to be. We thank you for your patience with us. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your love. We thank you for sometimes your tough love. But we thank you for the grace and mercy along the way. And each day that we have to provide you with what it is you're requiring of us is an honor, because you've chosen us to do so. Thank you. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you for every opportunity you give us to see you deeper, to love you more because of how you love and see us. In your name, we give you all the glory, all the honor and praise. Amen. Okay, we are on day 10, and we're going to go ahead and start our reading. It is called, the title is Remembering Eternity. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8 and 28. Life doesn't always make sense. It's natural to anxiously wonder whether it's all going to work out. Faith says that we believe God to be bigger than our circumstances and that he can do anything and everything. But God isn't a performer waiting to fulfill the latest desires of our heart. Yes, God is the provider. He is also Father. The core of our relationship with God and God's relationship with us is love. Love is like a portal that invites us into the protective, covering, and supernatural plan of God. It's so easy to forget that we're a part of something bigger than we know. God sees every moment and strategically interweaves our moments, joys, frustrations into the lives of others. He doesn't do this for us, to please us or satisfy us. He does this for the master purpose, eternity. Our trust in God must first be based upon a firm reliance in his undeniable love for us, to never abandon us. And then we must trust that what's happening in our lives is actually working together for a good that is eternal and magnificent. Lord, I don't always understand what you're up to, but you're worthy of my trust and surrender. Thank you for choosing me to be an instrument of your holy agenda. What a joy to be included in your eternal plan. Amen. Your journal prompt is, what's happening in your life is connected to a bigger plan orchestrated by God. How can this truth help you reframe your current circumstances and build more trust in what God is doing? This is a really, really, really important question because it forces you to sit with what is happening and it forces you to sit with the reality of what you don't control. And when you understand what you don't control, it provides you a sense of required surrender because it's something you can't do anything about. So when you shift your mindset from, oh my God, this is happening to me. Why is this happening to me? To, God, I don't understand what is happening here, but I trust you. I trust that you got it all figured out. I trust that you see a bigger picture. Can you give me insight? Can you help me understand? Can you help me be more accepting of what I cannot control? That makes it more of a partnership. That makes it more of allowing God to do what God does, opposed to you trying to take the lead. And that gives us so much peace in the midst of the whatever is happening. Take control of what we can do something about. Release what we can't. Thank you guys for all of your love. Thank you for your support. I look forward to our next episode. Until our next episode, be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. Bye.